The Festival of Sacrifice, Eid al-Adha. The Festival of Sacrifice, Eid al-Adha, which is celebrated on the 10th day of the lunar month of Dhul-Hijjah, the 12th month of the Islamic calendar, has numerous merits, including the following. 1. It is one of the best days of the year, being amongst the first 10 days of the lunar month of Dhul-Hijjah. As the Prophet said, there are no days in which good deeds are dearer to Allah than these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. His companions inquired, "Not even jihad in the way of Allah?" He replied, "Not even jihad in the way of Allah, except for someone who goes out for jihad, sacrificing both his life and property, and returns with neither of them." Sahih al-Bukhari 926, Sunan at-Tirmidhi 757. 2. It is the day of the greater pilgrimage, on which the greatest Hajj rites are carried out, the foremost and most exalted of which are walking round the Kaaba, Tawaf, slaughtering sacrificial animals, and throwing pebbles at the largest pillar in Mina, known as Jamrat al-Aqaba. What should be done on Eid day? On this day, a Muslim who is not performing Hajj engages in the same activities he normally does on the festival of fast-breaking, Eid al-Fitr, with the exception of paying Zakat al-Fitr, which applies only to Eid al-Fitr. A distinctive feature of Eid al-Adha is the slaughtering of a sacrificial animal, which is considered to be a highly recommended act of worship. Adhiya, or sacrificial animal, refers to any of the pastoral animals, sheep, cows or camels, that are slaughtered during the festival of sacrifice, Eid al-Adha, with the intention of seeking closeness to Allah. The time for offering a sacrifice begins after the Eid al-Adha prayer and lasts until the sunset of the 13th day of Dhul-Hijjah. As the Quran states, "Pray to your Lord and sacrifice to Him alone." Surat al-Kawthar 108:2. Prayer mentioned here has been interpreted to mean the Eid al-Adha prayer, and sacrifice has been interpreted to refer to Adhiya, or the sacrificial animal. The Islamic ruling regarding Adhiya, slaughtering a sacrificial animal during the festival of sacrifice, Eid al-Adha, is a practice which the Prophet regularly did and encouraged, Sunnah Mu'akkada, for those who can afford to do so. The head of the household may offer a sacrifice for himself and on behalf of his dependents. A Muslim who intends to offer a sacrifice must refrain from cutting his hair, clipping his nails, or picking his skin from the first day of Dhul-Hijjah until he slaughters the sacrificial animal on the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah. The conditions that the sacrificial animal must satisfy. 1. It is not lawful to offer a sacrifice of any animal or bird except pastoral animals, namely sheep, cows or camels. One sheep or goat would suffice for a man and his household, and seven different households may share a cow or a camel. 2. The sacrificial animal must be of the right age. A sheep must be at least 6 months, a goat 1 year old, a cow 2 years old, and a camel 5 years old. 3. It should be free from apparent defects, because the Prophet said, "There are four types of animals that will not do for sacrifice. A one-eyed or blind animal whose defect is obvious, a sick animal whose sickness is obvious, a lame animal whose lameness is obvious, and an emaciated animal that has no marrow in its bones." Sunan an-Nasa'i 4371, Sunan at-Tirmidhi 1497. What should be done with the sacrificial animal? 1. It is forbidden to sell any part of the sacrificial animal. 2. It is recommended to divide it into three parts, one part for eating, one third to be given as gifts, and one third to be given in charity to the poor and the needy. 3. It is permissible to authorize someone to slaughter a sacrificial animal on one's behalf, such as trustworthy charitable societies that undertake the slaughter of sacrificial animals and distribute them to the needy. Visiting Medina. Medina is the city to which Prophet Muhammad emigrated, leaving his native city of Mecca after he had suffered at the hands of polytheists there. Upon reaching Medina, the Prophet set about constructing his mosque, which became a major center of knowledge and served to call people to Islam and teach them its lofty principles. It is highly recommended to visit the Prophet's mosque in Medina during the Hajj season, or any other time of the year. It is worth noting, however, that visiting the Prophet's mosque has nothing to do with the Hajj rituals and is not confined to any particular time. The Prophet said, "There are only three mosques to which you should embark on a journey: the sacred mosque in Mecca, this mosque of mine in Medina, and Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem." Sahih al-Bukhari, 1139, Sahih Muslim, 1397, Sunan Abu Dawud, 2033. He also said on a different occasion, "One prayer in my mosque is better than 1,000 prayers in any other mosque except in the sacred mosque in Mecca." Sahih al-Bukhari, 1133, Sahih Muslim, 1394. Places in Medina that are worth visiting. A Muslim who visits Medina must intend to visit the Prophet's mosque there and offer prayers in it. He may also visit other places, including the following. 1. The heart of the Prophet's mosque houses a very special but small area known as Arauda al-Sharifa, literally the Noble Garden, which extends from the Prophet's tomb, where one of his rooms used to be, to his pulpit. Offering prayers in this area has great merits, as the Prophet said, "Between my house and my pulpit lies a garden from the gardens of paradise." Sahih al-Bukhari, 1137. Sahih Muslim, 1390. 2. Sending greetings of peace to Allah's Messenger. One should stand in front of the grave of the Prophet, facing the grave with one's back to the Qibla, and say, with all graciousness and in a quiet voice, "Assalamu alayka ya Rasulallah wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ashhadu annaka kad balagta ar-risala wa addayta al-amana wa nasahta al-umma wa jahadta fillahi haqqa jihadi. Fajazakallahu an ummatika aftala ma jaza nabiyan an ummati. May Allah's peace, blessings and mercy be upon you, O Messenger of Allah. I bear witness that you have conveyed the message, fulfilled the trust, sincerely advised the Muslim community, and striven hard for the sake of Allah as is his due. May Allah reward you on our behalf better than the reward that any prophet received on behalf of his community." The Prophet said in this respect, "No one sends greetings of peace upon me, but Allah returns my soul to me, so that I may return his greetings." Sunan Abu Dawud, 2041. One then takes one step to the right and sends greetings of peace to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, the Prophet's successor and the best of all his companions. Then one takes one further step to the right and sends greetings of peace to Umar ibn al-Khattab, the second rightly guided caliph and the best of all the Prophet's companions after Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. It is worth noting here that, despite the fact Allah's Messenger is the best of all mankind, he can do neither harm nor good, and thus one must not invoke him or seek his help. Instead, one must invoke Allah and direct all forms of worship to him alone. 3. Visiting Quba Mosque. Quba Mosque is the first mosque built in Islam. Indeed, it was built even before the Prophet built his own mosque in Medina. Pilgrims visiting Medina are highly recommended to visit it, as was the practice of the Prophet, who once said about it, "Whoever makes ablutions, wudu, at home, and then goes to Quba Mosque and prays in it, he will have a reward like that of performing Umrah." Sunan Ibn Majah, 1412.